I'd like you to take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and we'll be looking at yet another segment in verse number 105. Psalm 119, verse 105 down to verse 112. The Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in mine hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have yet erred not. I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your precious word. We thank you for how you use it time again to speak to our hearts and to open our minds and our understanding to exactly what you would have us to do. Pray tonight as your word goes forth that you would help it to speak to each heart in a special way, and that we would not just be hearers of your word, but doers as well. We thank you for what has been said and done and presented here tonight, so that you would use it in a special way to prepare our hearts for what you have to say. And we'll be careful to thank you, praise you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for standing. You may be seated. This year has been one in which I've done a fair amount of traveling, and particularly by ear. And this past week, as we traveled, I noticed that, I don't know if it's because of kind of been, as it were, traveling more than normal, I had a greater sense of calm and peace and comfort in the air than I would normally have. And as I thought about this issue of getting on a plane, and you heard me use this in a number of analogies during the preaching, I couldn't help but think of the fact that when you enter an aircraft, and I'm sure many others, but we're particularly sensitized to these aircrafts as they fly, and that it really is an act of faith. You enter these aircrafts, and oftentimes, more often than not, you never get a chance to really see the pilot. You just know that he's there. You don't know what frame of mind he's in. You don't know whether he's tired. You don't know whether he's drunk, God forbid. You just don't know, but you enter that aircraft and you place your hands, as it were, in your life, as it were, in the hands of another to get you from one place to another safely. There's a sense of complete dependence, because guess what? If something happens and he gets sick, you can't help him. You can't do anything to rescue him. As I think of that, it's kind of a little funny to me, because we were about to land, I don't know if it was in Antigua or St. Kitts, I think it was. And as we were about to land and the plane was descending, sometimes it seems as if it's a little not stable, or the plane is coming down, and as the plane was descending, it was in St. Kitts. My wife said to me, "I think as he was lining up with the runway, I think he's a little too far on this side." I said, "Shanetta, he has the two windows in front of him. I mean, he has to know where he's going. I mean, you know." And so I think of the fact that, you know, you find yourself in these situations, and all you can do is say a prayer and trust God to bring you safely and to help that pilot to land the plane safely. And thank God he or she did. Amen? But you see, getting into an aircraft or getting into a boat or any other vessel for that matter and placing your life in the hands of another is not unlike the Christian life in which we live. The Bible says in Hebrews that without faith, chapter 11, it is impossible to please God. Amen? And as you and I, for those of us who name the name of Jesus Christ, we would recognize that the Christian life requires an approach of complete dependence on Almighty God. Oftentimes we seem to switch on and switch off when we get ourselves into situations and circumstances that we think that we can handle. We figure that we can pilot this one. We can manage this ship at this point. Then we get to a point where we figure it is out of our depth, it's out of our capacity, and we say, God, Jesus, take the wheel, when we should recognize that he should have it all the time from the very beginning. The Christian life is one of dependence. It's one of faith. It's one of reliance on Almighty God. And as we look at this segment in Psalm 119 here tonight, we look at this psalm in totality and recognize that it's one that emphasizes the Word of God. Almost every verse out of the 176 makes a reference to the Word of God. And as we look here in this segment from verse 105 to verse 112, I see here the psalmist with a dependence, a reliance on the Word of God. It's as if he had an all-in approach. He had no backup plans when it came to his dependence on Almighty God. He had no out somewhere, no back door. He was like, I'm depending on the Word of God to be my guide. God, I'm depending on you. I'm relying on you. I'm completely in on this thing. And we need to follow this psalmist, this example. We're going to live a productive, a fruitful Christian life. It's going to require complete reliance on the Word of God. And so briefly tonight, I want to preach a message entitled, Complete Reliance on the Word. Complete Reliance on the Word. My friends, if you are going to make it in this Christian life, you cannot be switching from one mindset to another. You're going to have to be completely and completely reliant, as this psalmist was here in this particular segment, and he communicated that. And so if you're taking notes, I want you to jot down just two things we look at here tonight that indicate his complete reliance and how this reliance resulted in particular actions. It's all connected. First of all, I want you to notice his firm dependence. His firm dependence. You say, how was he dependent? Well, if you look at verse number 105, first of all, he was dependent on the Word of God for direction. For direction. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He says, without the Word of God, I'm not going to know which direction to go. He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's as if he had this lamp right at his very feet, and that lamp gave him the clarity to know literally what next step to take. He would not know what step to take next, why not for that lamp. And that lamp, while guiding each and every step, ultimately, over the long run, provided a light to his entire pathway. Amen? That's how we live the Christian life, day to day, step by step. And as we take one step after another, one step after the other, it eventually, when we look back, realize that God has taken us to a particular destination or a particular place, and he has, because he's lit our path, step by step with that lamp, he's ended up lightening our entire way. He says, I'm relying on your word for complete direction I affirm dependence. I would be lost without your word. He relied on the word for direction. But notice, his firm dependence was indicated by the fact that he also relied on the word, not just for direction, but very importantly, he relied on the word in difficulty. Verse 107, he says, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord. Look at this. According unto thy word. Verse 109, he says, my soul is continually in my hand. He says, when we say my heart is in my hand, it's an indication of the fact that I'm in trouble. I'm afraid. I'm perplexed. I'm in difficulty. I'm afflicted. But even in my difficulty, what am I going to rely on for comfort? What am I going to rely on to quicken me, to make me alive, to give me the strength that I need to make it through this trial? It's going to be none other than the Word of God. He had firm dependence on God for his direction. He had firm dependence on God in difficulty, in trying situations. But he also had firm dependence on the Word of God when he was in danger. He says in verse 110, he says, the wicked have laid a snare for me. He says, there are times in my life when I'm not just in a difficult situation, but I am in danger. It means that my enemies, they have set a trap for me. They're looking to bring my ultimate downfall. But he says, even in those situations of danger, once again, my go-to is always going to be the Word of God. Amen. He says, that's the only thing that I have. That's the only thing that I can rely on. My firm dependence is going to be on the Word of God. It's not going to be on a shrink. It's not going to be on my best friend. It's not going to be on my go-to person in high places. It's going to be on the Word of God. He says, that's what I rely on. He had firm dependence. It was part of his complete reliance on the Word of God. And because of his firm dependence, here's what that resulted in. It resulted in fixed determination. Fixed determination. You see, these two things, they are intertwined. They go together. Because when you have made up your mind that I'm all in, it brings you to a point where you are set on where you are, and you are set on that, I'm going to rely on none other than the Word of God. And it affected his life in totality. Look at the results of his fixed determination. First of all, it caused him to be righteous. In verse number 106, look at what he says. He says, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. He says, because I'm depending on the Word of God, it's my guide, it helps me in difficulty. I made up my mind, I determined, I have sworn, not just that I'm going to listen to the Word of God, but I will do what it says. I will perform it. I will keep thy righteous judgments. That's why James admonishes, be not just a hearer of the word, time after time after time, but be also a doer of the word. He says this fixed determination resulted in righteous living, holy living. But here's what else it resulted in. It also resulted in a relationship. Look at verse 108. He says, and he's speaking to the Lord, he says, I accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth. That tells me that this psalmist, because of his dependence on the Word of God, which ultimately comes from God, he says, God, I want to communicate with you. I want to speak to you. He says, the freewill offerings of my mouth. I have this compulsion, this desire to speak to you. But the reason why it's a relationship is because it's a two-way communication. He says, accept the freewill offerings of my mouth. But then he goes right after that and says, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. So the psalmist here is entrusted in a relationship, a two-way communication between himself and Almighty God. He says, God, I want to talk to you. Accept the freewill offerings of my mouth. I want it to be a clear line of communication. I want it to be that I can talk to you and you can hear me. I don't want it to be that there's any static on the line. I don't want any drop calls. I want a clear line of communication between me and the Lord. And he says, God, while I want to be able to talk to you freely, I also want to hear from you as well. He says, teach me thy judgments. So because of his fixed determination on the word of God, he says, God, I want to be able to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me. You know, the best ways to keep that line of communication open, when you talk to God, listen to what he says. Be obedient to what he communicates. And that communication channel continues, and a wonderful relationship is developed and maintained and sustained. So this fixed determination caused him to be righteous. It developed a relationship, but here it is. It continued to cause him to be reliant. There's reliance. Look at verse number 109 and the latter part. He says, my soul is continually in my hand. But here's the reliance, the continual dependence, the dependence on the word of God for his direction, for his in difficulty and in danger, actually caused further reliance. Says, my soul is continuing in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. You say, Pastor, it seems to be that you're repeating this issue of reliance, but here's one thing that I realize, and this happens in relationship. When you know that you can rely on somebody, guess what happens? You continue to rely on them. You ever notice that the individuals who are dependable, whether it's in your world, in your field of work, or whether it's even in a church setting or wherever you might be, that individuals who you can rely on and who prove themselves time and time and time again to be dependable, those are the people you continue to depend on. Why? Because you know they're reliable. And so the psalmist says, God, I have firm dependence on you already, but my fixed determination caused me to continue to rely upon you. It resulted in reliance, and it also resulted in him being resolute. Look at verse number 110. It says, the wicked have laid a snare for me, but look at the second part. Yet I erred not from thy precepts. It's as if he was saying, my feet are set. I am confident in the reliability of the word of the Lord, and I shall not be moved. We need some Christians in this day and age that come what may, no matter how the winds may blow and the billows may roll, that their determination is that I will rely on the word of God, and I shall not be moved. Attitude that is resolute. And it also resulted in rejoicing. In verse number 111, he says, thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Amen. Here's one thing that I've noticed about Christians who stick with their hands to the plow and who stay faithful to the things of God. They are happy Christians. I'm telling you, people who love the Lord don't give trouble. People who are enjoying their Christian walk don't give trouble. They have too much joy serving the Lord that they want even more of this stuff. He says, the testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart. He says, I'm experiencing the joy of my salvation.
And then finally, this fixed determination caused him to make up in his mind that I'm going to remain. Verse number 112. He says, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. He says, I'm going to be serving God until the day I die. I'm not worried about any back door. I'm not worried about, because I'm going all the way. Complete reliance. And here's what I love about verse 112. He says, I've inclined my heart. It's as if he repositioned. He says, you know why so many people, they end up going the wrong direction? They're already turning in that direction. They're already inclining their heart. They're as it were, like Lot's wife. They're already looking in that direction. So eventually, that's the direction they begin to move in. Listen, but when you have your mind set and your feet set and your direction is towards that particular mark, listen, that's the direction that you're going to find yourself going into. He says, I'm going to remain until the very end. Why? It all began with a complete reliance and dependence on the Word of God for his direction in difficulty. And even in danger. And that firm dependence resulted in some fixed determination that I shall not be moved. When it comes to living this Christian life, I'm seeing it more and more. And especially as I think of our young people and all of us, it's so applicable. You got to make up in your mind, I'm going to be all in. Let me say, I said this a number of times. We've had this as a theme, for one of our, in a year. Listen, if you're going to make it, I'm not talking about just somehow struggling along, but if you're going to make it, if you're going to thrive, if you're going to be where God wants you to be and see great things accomplished in your life in terms of fruitfulness, productivity for the things of God and God blessing your life, my friends, you have to make sure you are all in. There's no other way. And the psalmist says, my heart is fixed. Not in those exact words in this segment, but he's saying, I've made up my mind. This is where I am staking my claim. It's going to be on the Word of God. And it's going to affect my attitude. It's going to affect my actions. It's going to affect my beliefs. It's going to affect my behavior. And the results speak for themselves. So I trust for each and every one of us, especially those who name the name of Christ, that you will make up in your mind to completely depend on the Word of God for your guidance, for your direction, in difficulty, in danger. When you do so, it will bring about some fruits in your life that will strengthen you, that will embolden you to be all God would have you to be.